Concerns about a standoff in Washington. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. There's increasing worry on Capitol Hill. Sources have told Fox News that a trucker protest similar to the one going on now in Ottawa, Canada, could come to Washington next month and that it would coincide with the State of the Union address. The Ottawa protest over vaccine mandates now in its fourth day.
Protesters here on the ground, they have been struggling to feel heard by the Trudeau government, by the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and also by the media here in Canada, they say. They feel like they've been painted in a poor light, and they're pushing back against accusations of racism or extremism in their ranks.
Fox's Molly Line in Ottawa. The blockade by truckers has forced Ford and Toyota to shut down several plants due to a lack of parts. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee met with President Biden at the White House to discuss nominees for the Supreme Court. The president has said he would put a black woman on the high court.
This is going to affect our country, our image abroad. It is going to do so much for young people, older people, white and black.
Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, the nominee, will replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced last month he will retire later this year. Russian and Belarusian troops conducting joint military exercises as the U.S. and our NATO allies continue to try to forge a diplomatic path to ease tensions between Russia and Ukraine.
Russia's top general has flown to Belarus to personally oversee the exercises. The U.S. military's top officer spoke to his Belarusian counterpart earlier to, quote, reduce chances of miscalculation. He also spoke to his British and Ukrainian counterparts, too.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Kyiv. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the Ukraine crisis has grown into what he called the most dangerous moment for Europe in decades. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Senate has passed on a voice vote legislation that would end forced arbitration clauses for victims of workplace sexual assault and harassment.
All of us have heard the searing testimonies of those who have faced harassment or abuse at work, only to discover their jobs offered precious little in accountability.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The measure was drafted by New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand and South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. It was passed in the House earlier this week and now heads to President Biden's desk. A Florida school district considering banning dozens of books that feature people of color, LGBTQ themes, teen suicide, and one with a 9/11 theme.
Polk County school leaders are considering banning some books. Superintendent Frederick Hyde.
Several months ago, we were provided an initial list of 52 books that a stakeholder group had found concerning.
16 books have been removed due to potentially inappropriate content. Board member Lynn Wilson read some of the passages in question.
I was saddened. It was disheartening. It was horrific, dehumanizing.
County Citizens Defending Freedom is the group that first reached out and claims the books in question could violate Florida law. Michelle Jarrett is the president of the Florida Association of Media and Education.
It's important for kids to see themselves in what they're exposed to, but to also be exposed to things that are different from them.
Two committees will review the books. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Tesla with yet another recall, the fourth made public in the last 2 weeks. This time, the electric car maker is recalling nearly 579,000 vehicles because a function called Boombox that allows drivers to play sounds when the vehicles are running can obscure audible warnings for pedestrians violating federal safety standards because electric vehicles don't make much noise when they're running. The recall covers certain 2020 through 2022 Tesla Model X, S, and Y vehicles. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.